AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley in Washington, where Pope Francis is arriving at the White House in the next few moments. Our Mark Smith is there live and joins us now.
Rita, the South Lawn is thronged with some 15,000 invited guests for this ceremony launching the Pontiff's first ever U.S. visit. After a 21-gun salute and a fife and drum corps march past, President Obama's poised to welcome Francis as a moral leader who's lived out the Catholic creed in word and deed. Afterward, the two will retire to the Oval Office for a meeting both the White House and Vatican insist is non-political, but which can't help but touch on hot-button issues like immigration and global warming. Rita?
A Vatican advisor says we may, in fact, hear a pointed message from the Pope.
He certainly recognizes the great good the U.S. has done in bringing so many people out of poverty, but that doesn't mean he won't say, hey, it's been good for you, but be more generous now.
Greg Burke on the Today Show this morning. Following his White House visit, the Pope will ride in a parade near the White House. Yogi Berra's family says he is at peace. The Hall of Famer died yesterday at his home in New Jersey at the age of 90. Here's our Sagar Magani.
Nobody won more World Series titles than the 10 Yogi Berra collected as the catcher for the Yankee dynasty of the 40s, 50s, and early 60s.
I was very lucky.
He was a three-time American League Most Valuable Player. The enduring image of Berra, though, is more what he said than how he played. Things like, it ain't over till it's over, and it's deja vu all over again. But all the Yogi-isms you hear didn't actually come from him.
Some of them are true, you know. Well, I guess some of people, when they go out of banquet, use my name.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
Muslim pilgrims are gathering in Saudi Arabia for their pilgrimage to Mecca. This is AP Radio News. Does Donald Trump really want to be president? Republican presidential frontrunner Trump was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert last night.
You seriously want the job?
I think I would like to do it, not because I want it, but because I think I can do a great job.
What about the man who's got the job now?
Barack Obama, born in the United States.
let me just...
Was he?
Trump's response to that?
I don't talk about it anymore.
You don't talk about it?
I talk about jobs. I talk about our veterans being horribly treated. I just don't discuss...
Donald Trump on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert dodging a question about whether he thinks President Obama was born in the United States. Taco Bell customers in Chicago can now have beer with their burritos and sangria with their soft tacos. Taco Bell is opening a location that serves wine, beer, sangria, and frozen mixed drinks in Chicago. It's a first in the U.S. for Taco Bell. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.